This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And now for something completely different.
Finally, pull the plug on Megyn Kelly's controversial interview with radio personality and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Hey, so Megyn Kelly's been taking a lot of heat for interviewing radio show host Alex Jones.
He is somebody who President Trump called after the election to thank him for his role. Trump had gone on his radio show during the campaign.
Kelly and NBC are now under fire for giving airtime to the radio talk show host who has called the Sandy Hook school shooting a hoax.
Megyn Kelly is jumping right back into the deep end.
As NBC plans to air a sit-down interview with conspiracy hack Alex Jones this Sunday.
Mr. Jones doesn't talk to a lot of reporters, but we're very glad he made an exception. When you say parents faked their children's death, people get very angry.
Yeah, well, that's all I know. But they don't get angry about the $500,000 Iraqis from the sanctions, or they don't get angry about all the illegals.
That's a dodge.
No, it was not a dodge. The media never covers all the evil wars it's promoted, all the
big things.
That
doesn't excuse what you did and said about me, Jones.
Here's the difference. I looked at all the angles of it, Jones, and I made my statements long before the media even picked up on it.
I think Alex Jones is disgusting. I think the things he said are awful. He makes me physically sick. With that being said, he does have the ear of the president, and he has 6 million people that listen to him, and I would like people out there to know that there is a segment of the population that's drawn to this. We have a problem in this country, and I would like him to be exposed.
This is a nasty man that has harassed the parents of dead children. I don't think you give him a platform to more than the 6 million people that already follow him.
It's not so much that NBC is creating or elevating Alex Jones as it is reflecting the fact that he is an influential guy.
JP Morgan Chase pulled its advertising from the show, and the Sandy Hook Promise Foundation disinvited Kelly as host of his annual gala.
The Sandy Hook thing is disgusting. He's admitted in court documents for his divorce that he doesn't believe
that. No, I didn't lemon.
And he's playing a character.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example. But the fact is that he is an unalloyed racist, a man who's out there pulling the pin on the grenade every day, and he has 6 million viewers.
Why give him the notoriety that he obviously great.
Well, the thing is, he already has that.
People find him, like, that disgusts me more, what it says about the people that would choose to follow
well,
someone
the president
like that.
Follows.
But it's exactly right.
Him. Would you give Donald Trump airtime?
Over the years, John, as you know, journalists have interviewed murderers and rapists and child molesters. I mean, the anchors interviewed Saddam Hussein, Charles Manson, O.J. Simpson. So this is part of what we do.
NBC has taken a huge gamble Sunday night, maintaining her sit-down with controversial conspiracy theorists and InfoWars host Alex Jones will air in spite of the uproar.
Sandy Hook.
Well, Sandy Hook's complex because I've had debates where we've devil's advocate said the whole story's true, but I've had debates where I've said that none of it's true.
I'm told multiple advertisers have said to NBC, we don't want to be anywhere near this story. The network won't say exactly how many. JP Morgan Chase is the only advertiser that we know is avoiding Megyn Kelly's show.
They also burned down Adam Lanza's house.
Sandy Hook didn't happen. When I explained to her both sides of it, and I explained that I only had debates and looked at the full story.
It's not going to be some gotcha hit piece. I promise you that.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Mainstream corporate owned media does not control the paradigm anymore. And they got us into a war that killed millions of people over the years, claiming a bunch of babies got killed at a hospital, and none of it was true, then we have a right to question everything comes out of MSM. Does it mean we hate the families of the victims at Newtown, which I I tend to believe that attack probably happened. Mass shootings do happen. And they tried to use it, the government and the media did, to take our guns and blame America for those murders. That's fake news.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Imrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Stand up and be counted.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Rallying patriots.
Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Get ready for another attack. We're going in, discrediting the globalists, the fake news media, the foreign mega banks that have hijacked the country. I was talking to some pretty heavy hitters today about what's happening in D.C. and what's happening in Silicon Valley and happening in other areas of the nation, and how the big banks behind the scenes openly are rooting to stop Trump and to shut down our infrastructure and to deindustrialize America. And then one of the astute people I was talking to, a very successful woman, very smart lady, who, of course, won't say her name, pointed out that that's what people can't stand anymore in the halls of power, is just the hatred of America. And it makes people who've never even really been political go, why do you hate America so bad? Why do you want to make everybody poor? Why do you root against the country? And this lady pointed out, she said, I listen all the time, but I noticed you didn't talk about this a few weeks ago, and you really should. And that's the fact that Goldman Sachs' head, who's never tweeted, suddenly has started going active with five tweets, Lloyd Blankfein, who, if Hillary was president, Lloyd Blankfein would be president. Goldman Sachs is the most powerful institution in the world. It's the top of the pyramid. Right under that's J.P. Morgan. But it's the same group, basically. J.P. Morgan's British intelligence. At least that's what founded it. Goldman Sachs is a consortium of New York socialists and others that got together openly over 100 years ago and said they were going to take over banking. But I was reading his tweets where he makes fun of Trump and makes fun of Trump trying to reboot American infrastructure and says China's is incredible. It's much better than ours. And I just got back from there. And you're going to fail, basically. Arrived in China, as always, impressed by condition of airport roads, cell service, except U.S. needs to invest in infrastructure to keep up. Then he makes a joke to Trump. Oh, how's infrastructure going for you there? Ha ha. Because the globalists have intended to sell us out to China and leverage us out. And that's why they don't want us to have cheap energy. That's why they don't want us to have factory jobs. That's why. Because the globalists hate America. Hollywood hates America. And people are sick of it. And then you've got the leftist throngs on the street who are the most illiberal, anti-liberal people on the planet. These definitions mean nothing. They want control. They want to say what words you can use. They want to totally tax. They want people poor. The WikiLeaks are just full of the Democrat leaders talking about keeping the public in the dark and desperate and hopeless. Sounds like serial killers. You know, they've got kids locked up or something. And they're panicking because despite everything they've thrown at Trump and, you know, removing in the sample 9 to 15 points against him, he's got a 50% in the major Gallup poll. It means he's more like 60, 65. And they are scared. They're throwing everything they've got and it's failing. So here comes the conspiracy theory. Oh, it's not Russia collusion. No, the president obstructed justice. Even though in the unitary executive, he could basically do whatever he wanted because he's only responsible to the voters. And Alan Dershowitz, a Democrat, is clear on that. As long as he's not involved in sedition against the country. And then, of course, the Comey memo didn't have Trump in it, obstructed. But see, they don't care. They're going to continue, and they're hiring an army of lawyers, all of them basically Democrat operatives, as the deep state prepares to try to bring down our president. They are the usurpers. They are the hijackers. And there's a battle over the wheel, controlling the ship of state with the foreign outside globalists that openly have deindustrialized this nation to make us poor and to be able to control us and put us on welfare and run our lives. And they write white papers and textbooks on it, Cloward and Piven. They admit the whole thing. And then they come with their conspiracy theory that I'm commanding the Russians now. Remember Hillary 2 weeks ago? She said, oh, the Russians, they couldn't come up with this on their own. There's groups here in America that create the talking points, InfoWars, and then Putin has the bots attack, and then coordinated InfoWars then releases the information. Wow, lady. And you know what? In a way, it's true. Because I am creating the talking points, but I didn't invent them. I just dug them up out of the ash heap of history that you thought was, you know, long gone and defeated. Classic Renaissance, classic Americana. And it's so sexy compared to what you're selling, austerity and race war and garbage and shooting cops in the back of the head and bringing in illegals by the millions and not even testing them for diseases when it hurts them and us. I mean, you are a bunch of selfish, evil people that think being monsters is an art form. And have convinced yourself because you hijacked our banking system and hijacked our industry and sold it out to parlay your power into global government. But now the world knows about your corporate world government and your carbon taxes, and everyone's starting to resist it. And your problems are going to get bigger and bigger by the minute. There's no putting the genie back in the bottle now. As Peter Thiel said, the tide of globalism is going out. You are swimming against the tide of history. There is a tide in the affairs of men. When taken at the flood, leads on to fortune. Julius Caesar. Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. And you see how they root against America in the New York Times and the Daily Beast saying, and the worst thing Alex Jones did is he put out a fake clip of Comey saying that the president never tried to influence him or nobody else did, and it's fake, and then the stock market went up. We had it declining, and it went up, and we called the head of the NY stock market, and they said it was Jones. It was a clip he sent out. It was fake. And these savages are so crazy, so out of control, that have hijacked this nation, that they think you're so stupid, they put out transcripts of what we aired and said it was fake. That's bold. And they say I'm fake news because they take the fact that we have wide discussions. When my listeners almost lynched me when the Sandy Hook shootings took place, because I didn't immediately jump on it and say it was a false flag. When we see evidence of false flag, we cover it. Was the media ready? Did they pounce on it? Did they blame gun owners? That's outrageous to blame our veterans that have fought for the Second Amendment and citizens and say that we're at fault for some Prozac head with a semi-automatic rifle reportedly going and shooting people. And then all the anomalies and the babies in the incubators being killed to take us to war and all the other fake things media's done. Of course people question that. Of course we question a government that's engaged in hoax after hoax after hoax. But that doesn't mean we hate people that have lost children in mass shootings once they're investigated. Now some of the families, I guess, really I think it's more like a law firm, the Democratic Party, is saying they want to sue Megyn Kelly for interviewing me, that I'm so evil. You can interview Jeffrey Dahmer, you can interview Adolf Hitler in Time magazine, you can interview Saddam Hussein, but you don't interview Alex Jones. And why is that? Because they fear us so much that they don't want people to even see me, so they might actually come hear what I actually have to say. But what a joke. We don't need the platform of this show. This firestorm is 100 times bigger, 200 times, than the show. And they meant to destroy us and set a precedent to go after free speech and say, you know, there's the Alex Jones standard, and it's so bad that, you know, it's just speech that is illegal. And then they build a straw man of what I've said so they can crucify me on lies. And remember, when they can crucify me politically, they can crucify you. And that's what this is all about. It's about destroying Trump. It's about destroying Americana. It's about destroying the American reboot that's here and happening now. Prosperity versus austerity. Freedom versus slavery. And the choice is up to you. I'm not one that really hypes things up. I always just start giving you the news right up front. But we will be at the bottom of the hour, skipping the 50 break for stations out there. That's a network break, so nobody should you know, play their ads there. We're going to air the 27-minute piece that Rob Dude put together of just part of phone calls with Megyn Kelly. And then, yes, we do have the interview. We do have at least one portion of it. The 2 hours almost, they interviewed me at some house in the Texas Hill Country, some CIA substation. And I'm not joking when I say that. It was just spook central. This is a total deep state operation against myself, against Trump. It's a level of propaganda rollout like you see before a major war, because it is a war. It's a war on America. It's a war on you. It's a war on prosperity. It's a war on freedom. It is a war to promote racism and division. They're all over the news saying, yes, it is a civil war. Hashtag hunt Republicans. And top Democratic strategists are saying, let's go. Let's start killing. And they believe we're all going to roll over to their political correctness. Well, Blitzer, you know, has guests on going, he wasn't evil. He was just upset. Well, Blitzer's like, yep, nodding with the guy. Yeah, that's right, yeah. We'll shoot that congressman, still fight for his life, shoot a couple cops, shoot some other people. Just your opinion. Yeah, okay. They're the ones calling for violence, then they turn around and say that, I mean, it's almost like I killed the kids at Newtown. I killed the kids in Iraq. I'm the reason kids are coming across from Mexico with tuberculosis and leprosy. Hell, didn't you know there's a new name for Satan? It's Alexander Emmerich Jones, the name of the devil himself. according to the fake media that lied to you about WMDs and the millions of dead Iraqis swallowed into oblivion and turned over to radical Islamists because people like Tom Brokaw assisted in the lie that led to the mass murder. That swallower of millions of souls, that cheerleader of death, calls me a, quote, total racist. No, Tom Brokaw, you have been reporting fake news since the Hindenburg.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I gotta say, they're amazing.
Thank
you. Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Interfusion, I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the list that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Alex Jones here, back live. Coming up, when we kick off the next segment, I'm going to have time enough to air about 90% of the exclusive behind-the-scenes Megyn Kelly leaked interview. And I love how NBC and others are talking about suing me. While they've got reportedly some law firm that represents some of the families threatening to sue Megyn Kelly, if she puts this interview out, it's amazing. That would be the end of the First Amendment. Kelly was always doing a vicious, deceptive, investigative report, 60 Minutes style. Her flagging failed career, her tanked ratings on Fox, her tanking ratings on NBC is emblematic of the whole dinosaur media collapsing. So she wanted to rehabilitate herself, and she was totally fake. On the phone, I knew it was fake. I told her she was being fake. You can hear me say that to her. And I kind of polished the apple a little bit, too. You know, I said, oh, yeah, I'm a fan of yours. And she wasn't bad at news reading, you know, 6-7 years ago. I didn't dislike Megyn Kelly. But the reason it's important is they've thrown everything they can against me, and even MSM admits it's all blown up in their face at every point. And they got all these articles saying Jones is the master media tactician. No, I'm not. I go into this with an open heart, and I just trust in God. So it's more like sleepwalking. It's not, you know, I didn't say the things they said the way I said them about Sandy Hook. I'm not the man they say I am. I know who I am. I care. And I do my research, and I try to tell the truth. And it's hard to know the truth on things when you're dealing with the media and a government that lies so much. They're the reason we can't believe anything comes out of MSM, because they've lied so much. And they want to turn that around and say, I'm the liar, and they want to destroy me. And so many people think the safe move in the world is to ride the fence and to go along to get along. That leads to stagnation. That leads to destruction. That leads to North Korea. I want to be somebody that changes the world for better. I want to be attacked by scum. I want to take them on. I want to change the world, and I'm doing it because of your support and your prayers. So again, I want to encourage listeners, spread the word, spread the articles, spread the videos. The enemy won't even quote me in the news. They won't even, you know, say what I'm actually saying in almost all these publications, because they want to build that straw man to project it onto you, just like they project mass shootings that are getting more and more rare. They're actually down from the 90s. One of the rarest forms of death is to die in a mass shooting, and most of them are gang-related, and it's terrible. But it's very rare. And they're projecting that onto gun owners and veterans and patriots, and we shouldn't put up with that. Law-abiding gun owners make the crime rate go down. Concealed carry makes the crime rate go down. We're tired of your boycotts, your harassment, your bullying. I've got a stack of news here with top Democrats everywhere saying, hunt Republicans, kill, civil war, now's the time. Huffington Post, you name it. So many of these articles, I can't even keep track of them. They're on Infowars.com. Hashtag hunt Republicans. Dem strategist calls for civil war. They're the violent. They're the hateful. I mean, think of the arrogance for 3 years going out to Black Lives Matter events with a bunch of Soros-financed white college folks getting off the buses and going around saying, you know, deck the halls with dead cops, kill cops, kill cops. And the cops just sit there while someone says, kill cops, kill cops. That's not free speech. That's a call to action. And now they got communists with machine guns walking around, you know, with semi-automatic, threatening to kill people in Austin, and nothing's done. They're sitting there talking about killing people with their finger on the trigger, but they want law-abiding citizens' guns. I am amazed by the restraint of conservatives and patriots and Christians and of Hollywood everywhere trying to sexualize children. Trying to push a war, and then they roll out some mercenary like Megyn Kelly when she wears her establishment crown like it's a crown, and really it's like a bag of rotting meat hung over her. These people are a joke. Their whole system's going out. A whole new system's coming in. I want to affect the system so it's a better world. Prosperity, that's what Trump wants, and that's why the elites hate him. Almost 30% profits up for Goldman Sachs, and they want Trump out so bad, even though he has rained money on them with the exuberance and the positivity and the outlook and the jobs. And what has MSM done? Tried to push everything they can to kill confidence, and then Lloyd Blankfein has made horrible statements about the president because he wants to be the unelected president. And he wants to decide who gets the money. He doesn't want 30% more this year in record profit for Goldman Sachs. He wants to say he almost has no profit, write it all off in offshore corporations, and make sure you're bankrupt so he can buy everything up and make you live in a 200-foot square foot coffin apartment because Lloyd Blankfein likes watching you squirm. He gets off on it. He's a scumbag. He hates America. He hates Donald Trump, and he hates me. Well, guess what? You want to fight? You got one.
The Empire's on the run. The
interview's coming up.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You're going to hear her promising it wasn't a hit piece. You're going to hear her lies.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
A new world order.
A new world order. A new world order.
Why we stand here idle, my friends, when the war has already begun? I know not which course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Hey, if you don't want to join us in this fight, as Patrick Henry said, that's fine. May your chains set lightly upon you, and may you forget that we were your brethren. That's what you do when you turn your back on your heritage, your republic, your greatness, your birthright. You forget who your brethren are. You give away the greatest thing you've ever had, your lineage and what your ancestors did from every corner of the world to try to live a better life, and now to have a bunch of monsters like Lloyd Bankfein using weaponized media to try to destroy our president and destroy our recovery and the reboot of America. Now, I'm going to air about 20 minutes of the 27-minute behind the scenes with Megyn Kelly, and then we do have the big bulk of the interview. She interviewed me here in the studio off and on for several hours, and then also at a barbecue place. But that was all just to lull me into a false sense of security, get me out at some hot box, you know, house in the hill country at 9 o'clock at night to start shooting. End at about 10:45. Well, we got that interview. And NBC's running around saying, we don't know if we're going to sue Jones. Well, you know, let me explain something to you how this works. I'm not a very litigious person. I didn't need to call my lawyers before I did this. But I already see the legal experts out there agreeing with me because I'm in the media. I've studied this. Texas is a one-party consent state. The state she was in at the time was a one-party consent state. And she was making warranties to me that this was a profile and not a hit piece. And I knew she was in bed with the Sandy Hook Bloomberg anti-gun PR machine that he's admittedly put over $100 million just into that alone, using the families, poor folks. Really, heart goes out to them. They don't understand what they're in the middle of. They're being used as a weapon to try to destroy the Second Amendment. So they can always bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. They're being used by Bloomberg and dark crystal skeksis like Megyn Kelly. And I'm sad for them. And I'm sad that the government lied about babies being murdered in incubators and to bring us to war to kill millions of people total, with sanctions that the Democrats accelerated. And that they say is a great thing, 500,000 kids, just in a few years of sanctions, Madeleine Albright said it's a good thing. I mean, that's real news. That's real murder. Not Tom Brokaw saying, I'm a, quote, unalloyed racist. That means total. That means complete in Webster's dictionary. Can we pull up unalloyed? I'm going from memory. I believe it means total or absolute. It means pure. Same thing. I am a pure racist. Pure. Complete and unreserved. That's why they have no clips of me saying anything racist. Imagine the level of fake news of a Tom Brokaw. To go on NBC. I mean, this guy was around when the Hindenburg went down. And to blurp out, I'm a pure racist. I mean, talk about fake news. Hey, bro, show the clip. But they just do it. Oh, you don't like Obamacare. You're a racist. Oh, you don't like Hillary. You hate women. I mean, these people are just throwing everything they've got. And now I've seen headlines. Jones, this morning, murdered children. That was a headline I saw. And you read later, the subheadline would be, murdered children denier. But no, I murdered the children. Did you know that? Well, I don't know why they're saying NBC shouldn't air it. I mean, we interview other people like Jones, you know, child molesters, murderers, dictators. Oh, he's so evil, though. We can't show you what he's saying. We're just going to tell you that he went and harassed the families of the dead children. And he hates the children. Just lies, 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 more lies. Jones says the firefighters and police blew up the World Trade Center. Really, where's the clip of that? Just like Colbert played this clip with a little bitty TV behind him so that you couldn't see it was edited, where it had me saying, I'm against gay people. No, I said I'm not against gay people. I mean, but they've already been caught lying, so all they do is triple down with more lies. And then Rachel Maddow and people saying, Jones is deeply racist, MSNBC is the talking point, because he doesn't like Obamacare. See, not liking Obamacare is deeply racist. Deeply. Deeply. But I've gone from deeply to pure. I guess they haven't checked with the Nazi sites and the New Black Panther sites. I mean, it seems like every racist organization hates my guts because I want to unify people around Americana, around free market, around prosperity. I don't feel good when I see poor white people or poor black people or anybody else. It makes me feel small. I want prosperity. I'm a classical liberal. I like Thomas Jefferson. I've actually read the writings. I've actually read his work. I actually like him. I admire him. I believe in him. I believe I'm carrying on part of that great shared destiny. And I want you to join me in that destiny. I'm going to go to the Megyn Kelly prelude, the hors d'oeuvre, the intro. And then when they release their piece, we'll see what they did. I mean, I know what she did. She just stopped and then do zingers like I'd just been caught, like, you're blaming the people at the Pulse nightclub? You say gays deserve to die? And I'd be like, I didn't say that. I said, why do liberals say bring in radical Muslims when they kill gay people in every Muslim country? It's a death sentence. I'm saying I don't want to kill them. See, that's how they do this. But she'll just say, you say the kids deserve to die at Manchester. I never said that, lady. I said, why'd the left bring in these Muslims? You know, they've had three high-rises now burned down the last 3 days. It's Ramadan. It's firebombs. The Muslims are celebrating it. But the media won't even tell you that. Scotland Yard knows it. It's starting to come out now. The Muslims are burning down high-rises and even burning down high-rises full of Muslims because they don't care. The polls in Europe are between 25 and 40%, depending on the poll. Tell pollsters at their doors they want a jihad and support suicide bombers. And now England has imported people that are running around burning everything down. That showed the skyscraper that burned 3 days ago. Notice it didn't collapse like Building 7. So let me get to this piece, but just briefly. If you are not financially supporting InfoWars, getting great products you already need, you're insane. I know only a fraction of our listeners, and God love them, buy the products. I mean, X2, the good halogen, changed my life. Most people can't absorb iodine, or it's a bound type that's tied in, or comes from seaweed. This is from deep breath crystals. It's pure. It's in palm oil. It changed my life. I did detox in about 3 weeks into it, though, and you should consult, you know, your medical provider before you take it, because it's serious. 4.9 stars from Power Reviews. Nobody's got that. 4,000 plus reviews. X2 is available. It's discounted right now, even though it's about to sell out yet again, and we are having more and more trouble actually procuring the deep earth crystal source, but I believe we're going to be able to get more of it, but the group is running down on this. And it was folks trying to shut off our supply of some of the cleanest seaweed-based stuff a few years ago that ended up letting us get in touch with oil companies that run into this very rarely. That's a specialty. You got to pay them a lot to be able to even extract it when they go through it because they're going to the gas and oil that's deeper generally. This comes from between 7,000 and 12,000 feet deep drilling. And it comes out pure crystals, and they're so explosive. It's like alien blood. It eats through concrete that it has to be kept in special DEA-certified facilities. Then with the proprietary Russian technology, oh, my gosh, we're Russian agents now, it's then injected in a gas into the palm oil. And it's then stabilized. But it is the real deal because it's so highly controlled. You can do so much with pure iodine, not once it's in the palm oil. It's why the DEA authorizes it. This is really special. And again, enemy attacks led us to this breakthrough. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. I should add, we've got store-wide free shipping in the next week. That is a big deal. You sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. But whether it's BioTrue Selenium or whether it's our nanotechnology body armor developed right here in Texas, first available to InfoWarriors that military and law enforcement use, it's all there. InfoWars Biome Defense, high-quality probiotic. That's available at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Then we have Biome Defense with the 50 billion live active strains in it. Amazing. Repopulate your gut with the good bacteria. Get 25% off right now on BioTrue Selenium with X-Tube, Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste, with colloidal silver and iodine. Super high quality is now back in stock, available as well. Got tea tree oil and more. Again, as I mentioned, Survival Shield, X-Tube, and BioTrue Selenium, 25% off together. Take advantage today. Liver Shield's about to sell out. So I was asking the crew, why is it 20% off? Well, whatever. We're going to keep it there until it sells out. It takes sometimes 6 months to get Liver Shield, a great known concentrated herbs to detoxify the body. That's available. You can get it discounted with the Oxy Powder as well and flush out your upper and lower intestines. It's dramatic. You can read about the gallbladder cleanses as well. Instructional videos on InfoWars.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Brain Force Plus, now 20% more, is back in stock as well. Found out about the nootropic. We've also introduced the new line, the first of six from Emmerich's Essentials, a national brand, one of the top three in the country at Whole Foods. The owner is a patron. He lets us private label it with the same packaging even. We just changed the name to Emmerich's Essentials, 20% off retail on average, 25% off on auto ship on that because I want to introduce you to that. But I'm going to end that 25% off on auto ship because we really don't even really make any money at that price. I mean, this is shampoo that's like, you know, $18 at Whole Foods. We're selling it for $12, and you get the discount, it's like $9. You just can't beat that. The deodorant, everybody says, I recognize that label. That's like the top deodorant in the country. Yeah, I mean, the deodorant is arguably the top national brand of organic, aluminum-free, metal-free. So that item right there has whole end caps at stores, and it is discounted at InfoWarsStore.com under my middle name, Emmerich's Essentials. So take advantage of that, but I am ending it next week. I'm going to end the 25% off and go to 10% off. So take advantage of Emmerich's Essentials. I wanted to give our most diehard fans and listeners that fund this operation, that are the InfoWar, the first shot at getting 25% off. You can cancel any time on AutoShip. Okay, I'm going to skip this network break with only one today because I know the network needs to run its ads. I understand that. Good old folks at GCN, God love them. And then we are going to come back and have some special guests today as well. And then, you know, I think I may air some of the Megyn Kelly interview. I've been thinking about it. I just go with my instinct. I'm thinking about airing some of it because I know the parts they're going to really manipulate. Because, again, she'd asked me about Sandy Hook 5 times, Pizzagate 5 times, Shabani 5, 6 times. I don't even want to say what she was saying to me because they'll take that out of context and say I said it. They're so deceptive. They hate this country so much, in my view. I don't know if she does personally, but she works for people that do, that are just squatting on us, preying on us, raping our consciousness, raping our psyche. I mean, it's just, I have a stack of news, top Democrats saying start murdering everyone. I mean, they're so crazy. They're so power crazed that they think they're about to win a physical civil war with us. I mean, they are just monsters. And I'm so sick of the bullying. I just think about all the children they abort. I think about all the third world people they starve to death while claiming they love them. I think about their carbon tax that would kill 1 billion people, according to Lord Monckton's analysis over a decade. I just think about what dirtbags they are and, you know, the things they do in the class warfare, like this particular Democrat saying, go out and kill Republicans. It's on InfoWars.com. He says, because they're a bunch of greedy rich people. Did you know that the last time I checked, the wealth of Democrats in Congress over Republicans is something like 10 to 1. The most rich people in the world. There's only a few billionaires like Donald Trump and Peter Thiel that are libertarians or independent. They're almost all either fence sitters that fund both sides. The Koch brothers do that. Well, and of course, another brother's a big liberal. So if you balance that out, they've given more money the last 30 years to Democrats than Republicans. I mean, they backed the Clintons. The point is, you can count Republican billionaires on 2 hands. There's hundreds and hundreds of Democrat ones. And they're all tax-exempt offshore because they're using class warfare to divert how they're creating monopolistic systems. So here's part of the behind-the-scenes Megyn Kelly. And then the full video and audio is on InfoWars.com. It's a number 2 on Google, number 2 on Twitter, number 2 on Facebook. About an hour ago when I checked, what's number 1? What's the number 1 thing on the web today? But I mean, just our videos, number 2. Overall, the Alex Jones, Megyn Kelly story for a week now is the biggest story. Bigger than the criminal investigation of Trump. Bigger than whatever. Why? Because they made it big trying to destroy you. Trying to shut down your free speech. Trying to dominate and control. Trying to set the precedent and prepare InfoWars to be sued for its free speech into oblivion. That's all the preparation that's going to set up that new standard. Because we have that from inside the law firms where the Democrats are planning this, because some people in the law firms are not pure evil and they love America and they realize, wow, this is really dastardly. So see, we know pretty much everything that's going on. But without even talking to the moles, I already know what you're up to. Okay? And God's going to protect me or allow me to be destroyed. That doesn't matter. You're going to go down the process. It's called a Pyrrhic victory. I'm not a sociopath, psychopath like you, globalist. I want victory for my family. I want a future for your family together. I'm here to lay it on the line because it's an honor. It's what a man's supposed to do. I'm not a hero. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is my destiny. It's your destiny if you choose as well. This is what I was born for. This is the process. This is good versus evil. I want to be tested. I want to go through the fire. I don't like pain. I don't like attacks. It's not fun to have people look at me and spit at me and hate me on the street. But they're the minority of idiots. The people with glowing eyes that are alive and awake are so humbling of every color and every shape and every size, but with the soul, with God's light shining through them, that's what matters. I'm so humbled by our viewers and listeners, and when I run into you, it's just, you're so good. And I am so honored to even be associated with you. So don't thank me. I love you. And I'm going to stumble, and I'm weak, but my heart's right, and I love you. God loves you, and we love each other, and we're going to win. We may not individually win, but together, the species and God's plan will win. Now, here's some excerpts of the first third of it. I'll hear more the next hour as well. But the full thing's on InfoWars.com. Here it is. Rob did a great job. This is a phone call about a week and a half before Megyn Kelly got here where she's lying through her teeth.
All I can do is give you my word and tell you, if there's one thing about me, I do what I say I'm going to do, and I don't double cross. So,
you know, you just became very fascinating to me. I just sort of thought you were this maybe, you know, one-dimensional guy. Like, this is your thing. My goal is for your listeners and the left, you know, who will be watching some on NBC to say, wow, that was really interesting. And then the next time I want to get somebody, they're going to say, look what you did to Alex Jones. It's not going to be some gotcha hit piece. I promise you that.
We talked controversies and conspiracies. 9/11.
Now, 9/11 was an inside job. But when I say inside job, it means criminal elements in our government working with Saudi Arabia and others wanted to frame Iraq for it. Just a fact.
You are about to view and listen to information that's never before been seen or heard. In the past, MSM, corporate media, could tell the truth, they could lie, they could spin. It was up to them. They were the gods of information. But Megyn Kelly waltzed in here in Austin, Texas, and told me that she wasn't going to talk about Sandy Hook. She wasn't going to talk about Pizzagate. She wasn't going to talk about Shabani. She wasn't going to talk about Islamic terror attacks. That she wanted to do a softball profile of Alex Jones. And when she got here with her crew of intelligence operatives, she did the opposite of what she said. And so I was recording the whole time. From our pre-interviews, right through the interviews, we have a record of it so that you can decide for yourself what I really said and what I stood for. These tyrants haven't figured it out yet that information warfare is a two-way street. And we're going to give as good as we get. And that's what you're about to see. You alone will be the judge. You alone will be the jury of who's fake news. And who stands for America, and who stands against it. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar.
Well, so I started my new job, you may have heard. And we're going to start first with this Sunday night the news magazine program across for 60 Minutes. And it's sort of a good opportunity just for long-form storytelling. You know, it's not like the three-minute interview. It's like the in-depth profiles of people. And at the top of my list, which you...
So it's like an investigative report into fake news?
No. What we're doing?
Yeah, come on.
No. Hell no. The reason you... I know you guys know what you do. But the reason you are interesting to me is because I followed your custody case. And I think you had a very good point about the way the media was covering it. And for some reason treated you and your family and what was going on as fair game when they never would have done that. to, you know, if you will, a mainstream media figure. And I saw a different side of you in that whole thing. And I just, you just became very fascinating to me. I just sort of thought you were this maybe, you know, one-dimensional guy, like this is your thing. And the comments I heard from you during the course of that trial and your plea to the media to be respectful of you and your kids just reminded me that you're just like anybody. You're a dad, and you go through the same things we go through, and I thought...
You know, hit pause.
Now that would be it.
Real quick. Yeah, back in up like 10 seconds. And when it all dawned on me, they told me it was going to air in July, and you're going to hear that. And then when I learned they were going to air it on Father's Day, and I saw the PR show up in, let's not exaggerate, 15 newspapers or so that I just saw on the Google feed, the same 5 minutes. So they put the talking points out. They had the people kind of write it, put their name on it, act like it was independent. And then, boom, Monday morning, Jones on Father's Day to rub it into the Newtown families. Did I initiate the interview? Did I say it was going to air on Father's Day? Did I dictate that? No. I mean, they're staging it all in front of everyone. It's incredible. And I've talked to top writers. They say, we've never seen this before, except before the launch of Wars, where they're bringing in outside people at the top that are directing everybody not to quote anything you've actually said. That's why I had to release the tape, because there's no way they can ignore that. So we're breaking through their controls, you see. We're breaking through. That's what they can't stand. They want a monopoly. They want to test the media, test the MSM that's become a utility of criminal elements of the federal government and that march in lockstep with esprit de corps. I mean, it's like those Prussian horses that, you know, march with their feet flying way up in the air. I mean, it is like watching well-trained horses or something. This is crazy. The precision of the lies, the sophistication of these lies gives me headaches to even understand it. No wonder the public doesn't know what to do. I mean, it's so crazy. I have to sit here and really analyze it till I get headaches to see the equations and how they're operating, and then I know what they're going to do next, too, if I just get in a quiet room and really focus, and then I can figure out how to counter them. To get inside the heads of these executives, they're just America haters, man. They're so twisted beta alpha. It's like a beta alpha thing I want to coin, where it's like we've created this open free society and then alphas suborn that and are loving and good because we're in a non-wartime situation. And then the betas come in and create new forms of warfare to dominate us, but not for resources or power or a future, but to just, they don't want alphas. They want to kill us. They don't want lovers. They don't want fighters. They want little creepy scumbags like Mr. Burns. We're going to go to break and play some more of it. The full thing's on InfoWars.com. It's just listening to this and realizing the whole deception, the whole thing's been rigged. The whole thing's been choreographed. But it isn't going the way they thought, because they still narcissistically and psychopathically and sociopathically follow these set programs. They're very OCD, these predators. And so they can't believe they're losing. They can't, so they flail and they call for violence and they call for my death and Trump's death, and they organize all this crime, and they get away with it because they are in control of the major central systems. But it's like watching Nero run around going, you know, progressively more insane. And they look at me and think, if they can just destroy me or Donald Trump, you know, we're the twin evils, that they somehow could be back where they were. You're not where you were 10 years ago or a year ago, sweethearts. You're like a giant squid that attacks a sperm whale. The sperm whales always win. The squids still attack. They just think they're attacking. The whale just dives down to a level that the squid can't even go to. It just passes out, just eats it, pulls back up. Yeah, you may tear my face up. You might even get one of my eyes. But you know what? I'll still smell the ladies. Don't need you. When I roll over dead in the sun, the shark's going to eat my blubber. But my babies are going to live on in that ocean.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.